You honestly couldn't be black and gay outside of Atlanta until 2012. It just didn't exist anywhere else in the world. So I didn't know, you know? I was like, nah, man, I'm just into licking these dicks and balls. Not at all. And then I ate a pussy and I was like, bitch, the world opened the fuck up.
Older you get, the more direct and honest you get. Me and my wife had a very direct and honest space in our relationship. Very honest. Very honest, man. My wife told me the other day, she said, honey, your sex is no longer what it used to be. To my fucking face. Ain't this a bitch? We in my home, I got no problem being honest with y'all. To my fucking face. Told me my sex is falling off. You know what my response was? Happens. That's what I said. Happens. I don't give a shit. Fucking 41. I don't got time to be fucking all day. I'm tired. I don't believe that you can be successful and have good dick. I said it. That's how I feel. That's how I fucking feel. I'm not taking it back. I said it. I don't believe that you can be successful and have good dick. I told you, you gotta pick one. You want this life or good dick? You're not getting both. I'm not gonna do both. I'm not giving you both. Pick one. When I had good dick, I was broke. I had nothing. I was out here fucking for transportation when I had good dick. Fucking for tokens. Sick of walking. I need to put down some good dick. Get in somebody's car around here. It was cold in Philadelphia. You don't know my life. Stop judging me. But because you're married, you gotta fucking compromise. Gotta meet you halfway. I told her, I said, you know what? You feel like I need to do better sexually? Pick a date. Pick a date. On that date, I'm required to give out some good dick. You pick a date. On that date, I'm required to give out some good dick. She picked the 8th of every month. All right. You better buckle the fuck up. To drop some dick on your ass like you never had. To thump your ass right now. That's exactly what I'm gonna do. It's all fun and games until the week of. You get nervous as shit, man. My friend saw it in my face. You good? No, I ain't good. I got a fucking 5 days, man. Got a fuck on the 8th. I was out here drinking pineapple juice, eating celery. I don't know what the fuck was happening to me. Sweating? God damn, man. I got a fucking 3 days. Countdown. Felt like I had the NBA Finals coming up or some shit. Ice in my legs. I didn't know what was happening. The 8th came up. I did a good job. Gave out a batch of some good dick. Thank you for the applause. I appreciate it. Very sad that you felt like you had to clap there, but I'll take it. Thank God, Captain Jesus. My honesty backfired over there. Ooh. Oh. Gave out some good dick on the 8th. In true woman fashion, on the 9th, she tried to get some more. It's not our agreement. That's not the deal we made. I said, one date. Every other day could be trashy dick or not. You don't fucking expect the same thing again. After my fucking bedtime, she come in 8:30 p.m., drunk as shit. It's late. Trying to wake me up, get trying to get some dick. Trying to get some more of that 8th dick. That's what she said. I want some more of that 8th dick. Let me get some of that 8th dick. I snap. Get the fuck off of me. Get your hands off of me. Come here this late at night, waking me up. Waking the dog up. Older you get, you care more about the animals than anything else. You know the dog ain't had a good night's sleep in the last 2 weeks. You come here all loud. Pissed off. I'm very pissed off right now. Me and the dog went downstairs, slept. Slept in the guest fucking room. I'm not gonna steal with you in selfishness. Cause you want some more of the 8th dick. Well, you just lost a month, is what you just did. Took the next 8th off the contract, is what I did.
Ooh, can I tell you, I just wrapped a movie with J-Lo. What? J-Lo, excuse me, she is beautiful. Are you kidding me? I couldn't stop staring at her. I was like, oh, my line. She's like an athlete that can dance, that's a businesswoman in a tank top. I say, yes, you go with your good knees and edges, J-Lo. The hardest part of working with J-Lo is pretending that I didn't know everything about her. I know everything about J-Lo. For example, I know that we have the same birthday. Yes, July 24th. But I didn't want to tell her the first day because you can't. I don't want to be the creepy girl on the set, you know what I mean? But there's always somebody at the office that's into astrology. You know who you are. Always worried about the sun and the moon, never get taxes. So we had one of those assholes on set. I said, okay, I'm gonna wait for my moment. And sure enough, 3 weeks later, he goes, ah, you and Jen have the same face because you're both Leos. I said, oh, this is my moment. So I said, Jen, you a Leo? She said, stop. I said, I will not. That's so crazy. I said, Jen, when's your birthday? Yo, I was so good at this. Meryl Streep would be like, give that bitch the Oscar. Okay, just give that bitch the Oscar. So I said, Jen, my birthday is July 24th. What? She said, no. I said, yes. She said, your birthday, July 24th. I said, isn't that crazy? She said, no one has my birthday. I said, I know, it's so special. I said, Jen, we should have a joint birthday party. And then she walked away, didn't talk to me for like 3 hours. That's okay, she came back. You know, I got big tits, freckles, big hair, it's friendly. People are like, let's talk to it. So she came back and she wanted to like spill the tea, you know? She was like, oh man, have you ever dated a Leo? I said, where are we going with this, Jen? I said, where are we going? She's like, no, have you ever dated a Leo? Cause they're like, you know, so difficult. I said, oh honey, I done fucked the whole Zodiac calendar. No one plays the lotto once, you know what I mean? You don't learn how to ride a bike the first time. I said, yeah, all that. She's like, oh, I was engaged to Leo. And I was like, really? That's so crazy. Yeah, she's like, it wasn't the easiest with Ben. I said, Ben who? Benjamin Button? Benjamin Franklin? Who? And she's like, I'm so happy now, though, because I'm engaged to Leo, but he's great. He's an athlete. He's Dominican. I said, oh, that sounds spicy.
I'm at home. Phone rings. It's a school nurse. She goes, I have Isla in the office. Is there a parent at home? I was like, I'll do. Gives the phone to Isla. Her first words, I tried to stop it, Dad. I go, stop what? She goes, I got my period. I'm like, bitch, you promised. I'm like, you called the wrong number, dickhead. Call your mom. She's like, Dad, I need you right now. Immediately as a parent, I'm melting down. So I'm like, she's freaking out at school. She's by herself. She's going through what Georgia went through. This isn't my skill set. But I got this. I go, okay, baby. All right. Okay. How'd you get it? She was like, Dad, I was playing kickball. Immediately, I'm like, oh, poor kid, probably thought she blew out her pussy. Just, pff, oh, shit. Oh, I'm out, coach, I'm out. Yeah, I tore my twat. It's bad. I blew out my cooch, coach, I'm gonna have to sit this one out. Pinch runner, pinch runner. Now I'm spiraling. I'm like, all right, what do you need from me? New pants, new panties, new socks? Did it get in your socks? A bucket, some towels, garlic. We're gonna keep the vampires away from you. She's like, Dad, I'm fine. Mom gave me a go bag. I go, okay, then what are you calling me for? She goes, I need you to go to the store and get supplies. I'm like, how bad is this period? She's like, no, Dad, I'm throwing myself a period party tonight. I'm like, I'm sorry, what did you just say? She's like, all the girls are doing it, Dad. I need you to go to the store and get supplies. Get a red velvet cake. I'm like, I go, baby, I don't think I can eat a red velvet cake knowing what it symbolizes. She's like, Dad, you need a red velvet cake for a period party because you put the name of your period on the cake. I'm like, who names their period? She's like, Georgia named hers after the girl from Progressive Auto Insurance. She's like, Dad, please, I need you right now. I have 10 people coming tonight. I go, we have 10 little girls coming to the house? She goes, no, 8 girls, 2 boys. I'm like, who invites boys to a period party? And I hear her sinister little giggle on the phone, and she goes, Dad, that's the fun of it. We don't tell them why they're there. Now I'm like, fuck it, I'm in. I have never had more fun at a party in my entire life. Planning, hosting, and attending a period party. I dressed all in red like it was Chinese New Year's. Drinking Pinot Noir, I made pasta with chunky marinara sauce. And I giggled the whole night with all these little girls at these two boys, Max and Carter, right? Faces covered in red cake. Like it's their honeymoon and they're like, fuck it, I'll eat it anyway. The whole party, these two boys are looking at the cake going, who the hell's Jason? My daughter, Isla Kreischer, named her period Jason because she got it on Friday the 13th. I pray this child doesn't find marijuana.
Hell no. Just sometimes people be gay and don't know it. It's possible. I was a whole gay bitch, didn't know. People knew before me. I came out and some of my old friends was like, duh, bitch. And I was like, really? Really, you knew this whole time? Because this whole time, I was for sure thinking, I like dick. I did. I knew I wasn't enjoying sex. Like, my homegirls would talk about sex, and I was like, I don't like it like they like it. But I didn't think it was because I didn't like dick. I just thought, I ain't found the right dick yet. You know, they're like, ooh, girl, when you feel it in your stomach. And I was like, ooh, that's my least favorite part. When it hit the stomach, you know it's really there. You can't... I don't like that at all. But I didn't think I didn't like dick. I just thought, you know, keep sucking these dicks. Concentrate. Work harder. Focus on the dicks you're sucking. Visualize. You'll fucking get there. That's why representation matters, man. It does. It matters. You need to see yourself in the fucking world. Like, I didn't realize you could be a black and gay and, like, fly and shit. Like, I'm from Boston, bro. We didn't have black dykes. We didn't have black dykes. We had white dykes, and they drove Subarus, and they had long armpit hair. And I was like, no. I was like, no, that's not what I am. I'm not that. I don't do that. I'm not with that. We had one black dyke, and that bitch was on crack. And I was like, if that's what dyking leads to... That's not a life for me. I need to focus on these dicks. Concentrate. Concentrate and work hard and make something of myself.
But man, yeah, my parents fucked, okay? My parents fucked. Everyone in here, your parents fucked. Your parents, everybody, let's do a meditation. Close your eyes and picture, imagine your parents, your dad, balls deep and finishing in your mom. Because that's what happened. You can moan and groan all you want, but you wouldn't be here, you little shits, if your dad didn't fucking explode his Spider-Man DNA web into your long-suffering mom's vulva who wasn't bothering anybody. She was just playing Sudoku. She was eating cantaloupe. Your fucking disgusting, horny dad just came in. You gotta admit it, right? Fact of life. Your dad had sex with your mom. Your mom went down on your dad. Your dad went down on your mom. And then your dad put on that leather gimp mask and he lied under a glass coffee table. Your mom took a big shit over it. And then 5 months later, you were born. Okay? I'm assuming he's a preemie. I don't know. He has premature energy. I don't know. Has anybody walked in on their parents having sex? Anybody walked in on their parents having sex? Show of hands if you walked in on your parents having the sex. This guy, what happened? Wait, hold on. This guy's got a story to tell. Can we give him a microphone, please? Let's give this guy a microphone. He's got a story to tell. He will not be silenced. He is living his truth. What happened, my man?
Well,
tell me the sexy little details.
I was standing in the doorway. I was really young. They didn't see me, but...
So wait, how long ago? Was this like 2 weeks ago or like...
No. I was young. I was like 5.
Why did you go in there?
I just woke up in the middle of the night, and I was just like, I'll go in my parents' bed.
Were you for sure they were doing it?
Yeah.
Were you just like crying, mascaras just pouring down your eyes? Or
I just stood there and was like...
Did you ever bring it up to them?
No, this is first time.
You just suppressed all this trauma. You've never processed it. Well, I got good news for you, because your parents are actually here. Thank you so much. Holy shit. Holy shit. He hasn't watched this since he was 5. We gotta close the loop. Oh my God. Oh, it's this for like 45 minutes, guys. Okay. Okay, wow, all right, I think that's enough. I think we've all seen enough. Thank you to your parents. God bless them.